You're listening to SBS News.
Allegra Spender, we've seen emotions run very high this week. What are your constituents saying they want from you and from other politicians?
Look, I think that people have a huge range of emotions right now. There is enormous grief, there is deep fear, and there is also anger, because I believe, you know, we have failed Jewish Australians in what has happened last week. It is the, you know, for me, it's the darkest day in Australian history. I think what people want first and foremost is actually security. I think people are deeply afraid for their families and their children, and that's a very deep fear. And so that is why sort of security right now is so important. But it is security more broadly, and that is a very hard thing to guarantee. But that is where we need to get to, because we need to work out how to provide the security for the Jewish community on the long term, and actually, frankly, how to build back so that we are a country where you should feel safe, whatever your faith, whatever your, you know, ethnicity, whatever your sexuality, and this is where we need to get back to.
In terms of action, we've seen the government's response to the Siegel report as well as the massive gun buyback scheme announced today. But given this depth of emotion we've been seeing this week, do you think that's enough?
I think this is, it's not about the emotion, it's about what is going to make a difference here. And I think there are some things that the government, you know, I think it's right that the government responded. I wish they had moved earlier on that. But I do think there are some things that we could move more quickly on. And firstly, on hate speech, the government has indicated they're going to make some amendments in relation to hate speech. But it's not clear exactly what those are going to be. And frankly, I think the government could and should move faster, both to really stop the hate preachers and at the same time draw a bright line in the sand and say that those who try and incite hate in our country cannot get away with it, because that is where this extremism and where violence can come from. It starts with hate.
As you said to SBS earlier in the week, what we need now is leadership. Would you like to see the Prime Minister more visible on the ground comforting people?
Look, I think it has been better in the last few days to see the government, you know, speak up more on some of the things that people need. And this is a time that people are really, really upset and angry, as I've said. So, but I do think it's important for people to come down, politicians of all stripes, I think, to be there, you know, both locally here in Bondi, but actually in their own communities as well. I think it is a time that Australians want their politicians out there and visible, so they can talk to them about what they're worried about, because people are worried.
At the same time, we've seen some very powerful moments as well, the flowers that we've seen on the ground there and the paddle out at Bondi this morning. It says a lot, doesn't it, about resilience within the community?
Oh, it does. I mean, I was part of the paddle out this morning. It was remarkable. It was beautiful, it was joyful, it was people and Australians of all backgrounds there to paddle out and really pay homage to the people who have died. And I think that's what I have seen this week. I have been at the memorial most days for at least a few hours, and what we've seen is people of different faiths, people of different backgrounds, people who have travelled 3 hours just to get there and pay their respects. I've spoken to so many Jewish Australians who say that, you know, people they haven't seen for 30 years have reached out to them and said, we're here for you. And I think we do have to focus on those moments as well as what we have lost to remind ourselves what we are trying to protect against terrorists.
Allegra Spender, thank you so much for your time.